Okay, so experiencing everything come and go, the sense of self can begin to loosen up. We might start with a stance that I am my body, or I am my feelings. This is California. I am my feelings. New Jersey would be like, who cares about your feelings? We all have feelings. Get over it. For those of you who've seen The Sopranos, you'll get a sense of that. I am my emotions. Whether we like or dislike that self that is that body or those emotions, right? So you might think, I am my body, but you don't like your body. You know, it's too big in this part or too little in that part. It's amazing what perceptions people have about their bodies, you know. It's funny when you hear someone else say that, because you think, God, I don't see them at all that way. I was telling the team that Ratna Dakin came up to me at the convention. This is great. And said, did you used to be really big? I mean, really, really big. It's kind of hard to know how to respond to somebody. Well, luckily I know that I've been wearing the same size trousers for the whole time she's known me. So I had a reference point. Sorry, Ratna Dakini, you're forever enshrined on this CD. So, you know, I am my body. It doesn't mean that we necessarily like that experience. We might quite like it, you know. If I am big, I think I have good ankles anyway. Or I'm an angry person. Yeah, and we might like that or dislike that, but it's this kind of idea that I'm an angry person. Or I'm a person with nothing to contribute. Yeah, I have nothing to say. Or I'm a nice person. So whatever it is, we kind of have these ideas. And if we do this practice, and everything's coming and going, these stories just start to very gently unravel a little bit. And we can begin to notice just letting the process of me just happen. It doesn't need an extra story with which we can torture ourselves or others by. It's not like we disappear. We're still in life, and I think probably enjoying life more for all its ups and downs, actually. Sometimes we're caught by surprise by how different our self has become. You know, you've forgotten to keep pestering yourself, and then the bell rings, or I say, what's happening now? And then it's like, what is happening now? Where's my ankles? Oh, right, yes, they're still mine. Sometimes that whole story can just calm down, and we're just being, you know? There's no breather orchestrating the breath. There's no meditator, in a sense. It's a lot more subtle, and there's just being. And when we notice that, sometimes there's a sense of this tremendous beauty and relief, and sometimes there's a sense of a tremendous panic and fear. And we just try to breathe with these states and be with that. People do get panic attacks sometimes, or what you might call a panic attack. It just seems like that. If you can be with that, you can be with panic, but it just seems quite harsh to do that to yourself. You can just try to ground yourself, open your eyes. If your eyes have been closed, be aware of your rear end, your contact with the ground, all those non-esoteric kind of things. Okay, so in all this, it's not that there's no self. That's the more nihilist end, right? So there's something happening, but it's just loosening up a bit. So what we're learning to do is just ride somewhere between the extremes of this nihilist thing about there being a self, which actually, if we do the practice, we can observe something's happening, right? So it just takes a moment to know that there is something happening, really. And the other extreme is being the center of the universe. Just imagine there is something between those two options. And Robert Thurman's great. He said, well, you think you're the center of the universe, and I think I'm the center of the universe, and actually everyone in this room thinks we're the center of the universe, so somebody's got to be wrong. It's something between these extremes, both of which are a bit contracted, which is just being as it's happening. And part of that being is awareness, because that's what facilitates that happening.